Yes, indeed. There's a light right here in the collective consciousness. What's your spidey senses sending out here? We're raising the vibe, raising the frequency. And it's a really good time. We got a new moon energy. It's really a good vibe week. So if you want to make it happen, if you want to think about it, and visualize and set your intentions, then now's the time. What do you want to create? You want to create more abundance? You want to create more love? You want to shift? You want to make a move? You want to shift your mindset? This is the time to focus. This is not the time to be pussyfooting around and thinking and worrying. It is the time to set the intentions and focus on that intention. Know that the universe has your back, God has your back, the angels are with you, and all your loved ones are with you as well. And we're going to check in with the stars. So are the stars out tonight? I don't care if it's cloudy or bright, because I only have eyes for Stacey Holler, because she is our resident astrologer, destinyinthestars.com. She's got the vibe on what's moving and grooving for the month of March, how it's going to impact you and your sign. So let's take a moment to talk to Stacey. Stacey, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm so happy to be with you in this new moon in Pisces.
New moon in Pisces. So what exactly does that mean? Is that a good thing to be in Pisces? I don't know. What's that?
Oh, I'm so happy to bring some wonderful energy to talk about tonight. I'm so glad that you set up for what the new moon is. Yes, time for intentions. I like to think of it as the cosmic vision board. Mm-hmm. And as always, Sarah, your opening is just so in line with this new moon and consciousness and connectivity, because that's a lot of what Pisces is all about. Pisces is about healing and compassion and our spiritual connectivity in the greater consciousness. So, of course, our energies are aligned for this new moon.
And in this new moon energy, we are kind of rebirthing ourselves, and we're coming into a new vibe of a new year with the spring equinox. So is this a month of kind of rebirthing and energy and change? What does this month look like for us, Stacey?
You know, the rebirthing is more in the new year, which is Aries in the new zodiac year. So Pisces is really the last sign of the zodiac. So this new moon is looking to us to think back, go inside, really set our intention so we can kick off the new year in the right direction where our truth lies. So it really is Pisces. Many times people who have a lot of Pisces in their chart, they already feel one foot on the other side in the mystical world. So this time in the new moon, it really is more about looking for those new opportunities and where we can move forward. And the good luck for us this time is that Jupiter is hopping on board with this new moon, Sarah. So that's bringing us a lot of hope.
So what does Jupiter really impact? Tell me about the planet Jupiter a bit and how that can bring us hope.
Jupiter is one of the big transformative evolutionary planets. And when you're wherever you see Jupiter, that's where you have your good fortune. That's when opportunities. Jupiter brings hope and optimism. It will help us vision the possibilities so we can heal and move forward. So Jupiter teaming up with Pisces on this new moon is a wonderful time for us to dig deep and come up with new creative solutions and new realities and how to move forward. So when we get into the new Aries kickoff energy month, we know what direction to go in and we have our intentions set.
And Jupiter helps us expand to new horizons. Would Jupiter represent expansion of things that are already in motion?
Yes. Jupiter, when Jupiter helps us, Jupiter has our back. It wants us to push and move into new realities. And yes, it helps our vision in a very hopeful, optimistic way. And it helps us see those new possibilities. So when we talk about everybody's sign, where in your life that shows up is where you're going to be able to really set this vision and your intentions and how you want to contribute to the collective consciousness, because this time that we're living in, and you talk about this, Sarah, we're all living with very hard lessons in truth-telling and digging to the truth so we could create a new reality that is better for all of us.
And it begins with each person. But while that is going on, I know there's some other planets that, you know, we're talking about what this month means for each individual sun sign and rising sign. We want people to pay attention to that. But what else is going on in the outer planets that's really affecting humanity? Because we were talking about the collective consciousness. And, you know, as a collective, we're going through this shift. And everybody has been feeling all types of emotions, a lot of wounds coming up, and even energies of pain and aggression and sorrow and loss and lack. And so we've been bombarded by many of these aspects for the past couple of years in different ways. And it's a feeling like we're not quite done yet. So what's going on the outer layers that can kind of influence this as a whole? May not impact everyone individually, but as a whole collective consciousness, what's kind of going on in the planets? Before we get into the fun stuff of our individual signs, you know, there's a lot of impending things going on. So where is that all that coming from?
It helps us to take a look and understand, too. And we've been talking, I know, in the last few times we've chatted about the two major evolutionary planets, Saturn and Uranus. I've been squaring off all through last year and into this year. So Saturn is the planet about structures, accountabilities, things staying the same, responsibilities. And it's squaring up against Uranus that says, you know what, you're going to change. And this isn't right. And you're not going in the right direction. So Uranus is the planet of outside influences that likes to blow things up if you're not going on the right track. So these two very evolutionary planets have this energy over all of us of fighting against staying the same, blowing it up and moving into the future. And in the course of all that, trying to figure out a better reality for all of us. And a lot of it is the influences of seeking out the truth. Now, I will say this month, Mars, which is the planet of aggressive energy, is squaring that this complication here in the sky. So I think there are 2 days, the 22nd of this month and the 4th of next month, where Mars is going to hit this configuration of Saturn and Uranus, where we might see a cyber situation or volatile energies. It's when it's going to start to flare up. But to your opening, Sarah, we know in life as we go through change, it's not always easy. And these are the hard struggles that the universe is giving us so we could come out better and we could tackle these challenges and seek the truth. But there are times that it's going to be tougher than others. And that's when we go inside into our own personal planets in our own life to see how we could contribute going forward in a positive way.
And it is an important time for all of us to hold that positive vibe and realize that everything that happens is for change for the highest good and breaking down systems that are no longer serving us. So, Stacey, tell us what's going on for all of our people and what's happening with all the planets for each individual sign?
Well, back to the happy signs. The good news is this is a beautiful new moon, really, for everyone. And the vibrations of Pisces and Jupiter is positive for all of us. So we'll go around the zodiac clock and talk about how it's going to affect everybody this month. So we'll start with Aries. And my Aries friends, this is a time that you're going to embrace healing. This moon is falling in the part in your life about inner spirituality. And when Jupiter teams up and we'll do a direct hit with the moon on the 5th, on Friday, it's going to open you up to more love and more social interaction. So Aries, this is a time to deep dig of what's been going on with you behind the curtains to get some healing and look forward. Now Taurus, for you, it's all about friends and associations and your network. You'll be looking to work with people in new and different ways. And when Jupiter hits you on the 5th, you're going to feel inspired by people around you, and you'll bring inspiration to the people you associate with as well. Now, Gemini, this new moon is all about career for you. It is the time to dream it, because this new moon in Pisces, with Jupiter having your back, you can do it. And the 5th is going to bring you new opportunities. So make sure you're aware and awake and take advantage in your career part of your life what will come to you this month. Cancer. Sarah, I heard a little comment there.
Yeah, huh? I'm like, oh, really? What's happening on the 5th? Let me talk to my producer, Mr. Producer, what you got lined up for me. Yeah.
Miss Gemini, you were paying attention to that.
I'm always paying attention, Stacey. All right.
Now, for our Cancer friends, this is going to hit you in your house of wisdom and expansion and your philosophy of life. You're going to be inspired by something new and a quest for the truth and how you want to live your life. So you want to set your intentions to how are you viewing the world. Leos, for you, it's about change. It's in your house of regeneration. So embrace what's holding you back and create new space. It's going to open you up to new levels of intimacy when Jupiter hits you on the 5th. Now, Virgo, this is in your house of partnership. So you're going to be looking at partnerships in a new way, how you give love, how you receive love. Maybe you'll look at a romance differently. Maybe you will attract those you want to be with when Jupiter hits you. Now, Libra, this is all about your day-to-day existence, everyday life. Look to how you could get organized. How do you spend your time more wisely? It's also in your house of health, so look to lead a healthier life. Put your intentions in putting together your everyday life in a more creative, better way. Now, Scorpio, this is in your house of creativity and self-expression. It's your time to write and paint and sing and dance. And I will tell you, Pisces is the sign of music. So this will play a big part of you this month. And on the 5th, you're going to feel a burst of creative energy and a real inspiration desire to give and receive love. Now, Sagittarians, this new moon is in your house of your home and your family. So you might feel a desire to return to your roots, get together with your family again. And on the 5th, since this is in your house of home, maybe there'll be a new family member. Maybe your house will expand when Jupiter comes into this house in some way. Now, Capricorn, this is all about communications for you. This is a time to speak your mind, learn, share information, and Jupiter is going to give you an extra boost in your mind power. Tap into it and use it to communicate your truth. And Aquarius, finances, this is in your house of money and values. So you will have progress with your finances. Set your money goals. Pay attention to your money and be mindful, because Jupiter could bring you a big payoff. And happy birthday to Pisces. This is your time. It's time to clarify your intentions. What do you want? What you can become? What you could make real? Jupiter is going to invigorate you. It's a time to live your life to the fullest and embrace a new adventure. Follow your instincts. It's a great month. This is a new chapter for you. It's in your first house, which is the very being of who you are. So all of us have an opportunity this month. Take an advantage of this wonderful new moon and your intentions and Jupiter having all of our backs to help us be successful in where we need to be. And keep that all in mind as we're watching the greater evolutionary energies kind of rock our world, pushing us all to end up at some better place.
Absolutely. It's going to be an interesting time. And I do understand that the world is going through changes, but hold true to the vision, everyone, of what the energy is meant to bring for you and how your journey is supposed to play out. And understand that as you focus on finding your rhythm, your joy, your passion, your happiness, and staying in alignment and peace within yourself, it will impact the collective consciousness and therefore kind of shift what's happening in the world, because every thought, every feeling makes a difference. Stacey, thank you so much for sharing with us your wisdom and your insight regarding the planets. And anyone who would like to join, we have just a couple of spots left for our intro to astrology. So please pop online and register before we close out that class, because I have limited seating for that class. Stacey, thank you for being with us. Visit Stacey at destinyinthestars.com and learn more about her personal sessions and how she can help you navigate life by looking at your chart and telling you what the sun and the moon and the stars have in store for you. Stacey, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you, Sarah.
Bye.
See
for
you
now.
Friday.
You got it.
Bye.
Bye.